You are God's sons, God's daughter, God's children. That's who you are. With the ability, with the knowledge of God in your heart to operate in this earth like Jesus did. Thank you, Jesus. And then it went on to say, and sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high. Why did he sit? Because he finished what he started. Job well done. What did that mean to us? Now notice, being made so much better. Can y'all say that with me? So much better.
So much better.
And the word tells us if then children are heirs of God. If children then are what? Heirs. Heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus or Christ. That means we are better than angels. We have been made so much better than angels. Being made so much better than angels has by him, and he has by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. Can we just do a little Bible investigation this morning? So he obtained what? A more excellent. He inherited a more excellent name. He inherited a name, right? And his name is what? Jesus, and he is who? The head of the church. Paul writing in the third chapter of Ephesians, I'm coming to Hebrew, I'll be there, just wait on me. He said in Ephesians 3:14, for this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now listen. He inherited a name which is above every name. That's what Philippians says, right? Hebrews says he inherited a name, right? He inherited. It says, as he has by inherit obtained a more excellent name. He obtained, he inherited a more excellent name. Then Ephesians 3:14 said, for this cause we bow our knees. He said, I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. We are called who? The body of Christ. Jesus is the head. You wouldn't walk up to me and say, hello, Jimmy, and your head. Oh, hello. You know, you address me by my name because that's the name of my whole body. When Tana and Lucetra named me, and so we're going to name it head Jimmy, and we'll figure out later on what we're going to call his body. No, they didn't do that. Come on. God named his whole body Jesus Christ. Is he sick in the head?
No.
Have no business being sick in the body.
Amen.
Somebody gonna catch up with me after a while. And the same life-giving word that he walked this earth and spoke by the power of God, by the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Anybody in the house? The Bible records and tells us that the Holy Spirit came from heaven in the body shape of a dove, right? And did what? Lit, rested, came upon him and abided on him. Amen? And he spoke by the anointing of the Spirit of God, words that was anointed with God's power. And when he said to the sick, be healed, they were healed. When he said, blind eyes come open, they came open. Why? Because he operated in faith. He did not question or argue or disagree with God in his talking, nor did he do it with his action. But he walked and talked and spoke and said everything he heard from his Father. And the Spirit of God was in him, talking to him. So why did y'all take my scripture down? I told y'all I was coming to it. So he says, tells us the most, listen, let me make this statement. The most powerful things, the most powerful thing known to us, the most powerful things in the universe, and the church got to get it, is words. You can't find anything more powerful than the word. In the beginning was the word was with God, and the word was God. Who do you know any powerful than God? Who do you know that had more authority than God? Who do you know can dethrone God? And Satan tried it, what? He tried it one time, didn't he? He tried it, didn't he? He found out there was such power displayed in that action. Satan never, the thought don't even occur to him to go up there again. That's how he was totally defeated. He can't even get a thought to go up there to challenge God again. Woo, God wants the church to get it in the earth. That we got a God on the inside of us. That have defeated your enemy and taken a seat at the right hand of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So he said what? The word of God is quick. 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 Not only is it quick, it's what? Powerful. Oh, renew your mind, renew your mind, renew your mind. I am renewing my mind. The word of God is quick. It's powerful. It's not dull, but it's sharper than any. I don't care how you whet a sword, you can never get as sharp as the word of God. So don't allow, can I talk to y'all today? Don't allow symptom, sickness, circumstances, stuff that you've been dealing with, don't allow it to turn you away from the word, but let it drive you to the word. Become fully convinced, if there's any healing for me, if there's any deliverance for me, if there's any answer for me, I'm going to find it in the word. And we don't have to if it because it is so. Say it pierces, even about it's quicker, sharper than any two-edged sword. Piercing. It pierces even to the dividing asunder.